if you want people to trust you online, you gotta show up and be consistent. What's up, good people? This is Anthony DeLoach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I am going to talk about building trust through consistency and commitment. That's right, building trust through consistency and commitment. Now, before I jump right into the content of today's episode, I do want to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur and you're ready to build a successful online business, then you need to be in this community. In this community, we give you all of the training, the mentoring, and the coaching that you need to build a successful business. So go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join and get all the information on the academy. And you can get started today for only $7. That's right, $7 for your first 30 days, and you can be on your way to success. Now, let's jump right into the content of this episode. All right, guys, on this episode, I want to talk about building trust through consistency and commitment. You've probably heard one of your favorite online gurus say that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. But rarely do you hear someone talk about how to build trust. So I wanted to go ahead and talk about that on this episode. I want to dive deep into it and give you some insight on building trust. And I thought that this was the perfect time because I am on episode number 32. That's right, 32 episodes in. And I purposefully did this episode live. I usually batch a lot of my content, but I decided I wanted to do this episode live because it is the first day of September. And I hope you guys are excited about it. I hope you guys have already set some incredible goals for this super September. I'm in my vehicle, by the way, so you will hear some background noise. So don't be alarmed by that. I am on my morning commute, so you will hear some noise on this podcast. And so I just want to talk about a couple of things about building some consistency and commitment that will allow you to build trust. Now, consistency and commitment will go so far in business in general, and especially online business. With the barrier of entry being so low for online business right now, people are filtering people out through who they can trust and who is consistent and who is committed. You know, a lot of times you want to make sure that the person that you're listening to or you're getting advice from or you're doing business with, you want to make sure that they're going to be around tomorrow or they're going to be around a month from now or they're going to be around 2 weeks from now or 2 years from now. And the only way that you can really judge that is through their consistency and commitment. So I want to talk to you a couple things and what I've learned through the first 31 episodes of the 5 Minutes of Fire podcast. You know, in this first 31 episodes, I've learned a lot. You know, you guys who listen every day know that I put out a new episode every single day of the podcast. Now, with that being said, I have skipped some days, but I always went back and I made up for it. As a matter of fact, I even skipped a whole episode and had to go back and re-record it. So I want to tell you, you don't have to get it perfect. You just have to get it going. If you're starting an online business, you just have to go ahead and get it going. No matter what your idea is, no matter what your business model is, don't worry about getting it perfect. Because guess what? It will never be perfect. You just have to get it going. And you will continue to improve progressively as you go along this journey. So I want you to do this. Whatever you're doing, go ahead and just start whatever you're doing, right? Just go ahead and get started. Go ahead and start making moves, start making it happen, because that's the only way that you're going to start seeing some success. And yeah, sometimes you're going to be terrible at it. Sometimes I make mistakes on the podcast And I know that I make mistakes with recording it, but I had to let go of that perfectionism. I used to record a segment like 20 times just to make sure that it sounded right to me before it actually met my specifications. But now I'll just put out a podcast episode because I knew you guys actually just wanted to get the information that I had. You didn't care if I said a few times. You didn't really care if I said a couple words wrong or if I stuttered here and there or something was not right in place, because you knew that I'm a real person, right? I am a real person. I have real life. I have real things going on. I have real issues. I have real flaws. And so does everyone else. So I don't think we should paint this picture of perfection when we all have our own issues. It's about pushing through to make sure that you're successful in spite of all of that. So I want you guys to don't wait. Just don't wait to get it perfect. Just get it going. The next thing that I want to talk to you about is to show up as much as you can. For me on this podcast, it's every single day. I decided I'm going to show up every day. And that was for me. I not only wanted to prove to my listeners that I'm someone that's going to be here and I'm going to be consistent for them and they can count on me, but not only that, I wanted to prove to myself that I was going to do what it takes with this podcast. I wanted to let people know that, hey, I'm in this for the long run, and I wanted to let myself know that, hey, I can do this. You know, I'm not going to let anything stop me from pushing forward to my dreams. As things go home, I have 7 children. That's right, guys. If you didn't know that about me, I have 7 children. So things happen at home. Things happen. I have a wife. You know, things just come up. But what I have to do is push in spite of those things and just make it happen. I record my podcast every single day. I show up regardless of what happens. And that's what we have to commit to if we're going to see any type of success. The last thing I want to tell you is to push harder than it feels comfortable. All right? Push harder than it feels comfortable. When people see that you're willing to step outside of your comfort zone and do something that may not be in your normal routine, they see that you are committed. You're committed to making things happen. Sometimes I publish a podcast super early in the morning. Sometimes I do it late at night. Sometimes I just do it on my lunch break. But when people see me doing my podcast in spite of everything else that's going on, all the other stuff that's going on in my life, anything else that's going on in my business, they see that I am committed. And they're willing to follow me. They want to hear what I have to say. Look, my listenership has grown over this time of the 31 episodes because of the fact that I have stayed committed with it. I have stayed consistent with it. I continue to push. I continue to grind. I continue to make it happen. And I continue to be real with you guys. Look, I'm going to continue to publish this podcast every single day and give you some insightful content. But I want you guys to know that it's not easy all the time, and not everything will be easy. And if it was easy, it wouldn't be worth as much. The reason why things are valuable is because they're rare. You know, it's something that is not easy for the average person to accomplish, right? So greatness is something to be reached for. You have to stretch for it. Greatness is not for the average people. Greatness is for those who are willing to go the extra mile, those who are willing to push extra hard to make sure that it happens. All right, guys, I know as always I've exceeded my 5 minutes. I might have to change this to the 8 minutes of fire, but I'm giving you guys some fire here. Hopefully you're enjoying it. I'm just tapping into my greatness and wanted to help somebody else pursue their greatness. Look, I haven't mentioned this before, but if you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and do that now. Is Mr. Underscore Motivation 80 on Instagram. Follow me there. I am excited about connecting with you guys and seeing you push past all of the problems, push past all of the obstacles to see your greatness that you deserve. All right, guys, until the next episode, as always, go out and crush it. Make it happen in your online business.